This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. In Pakistan today, a new prime minister has taken the oath of office. Zafarullah Khan Jamali is Pakistan's first civilian prime minister since a military coup in that country 3 years ago. The ceremony took place at the presidential palace in Islamabad. General Pervez Musharraf, who led that military coup, remains in his position as president of Pakistan. NPR's Michael Sullivan joins us now from Islamabad. Michael, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Scott.
And how important is this? New prime minister, civilian government?
Well, symbolically, it's fairly important in that the country does now have a civilian prime minister and an elected parliament, and the military, which has ruled the country on and off for more than half its existence, is now ostensibly giving the civilians another shot. Shortly after he took power, General Musharraf said he would return the country to civilian rule in 3 years' time, and he says this is proof he's making good on that pledge. But it does come with strings. Earlier this year, he engineered a series of controversial measures that effectively keep him and the military in charge. There was the referendum that granted him 5 more years as president. He's established a National Security Council, which he heads, which will have the final say in major policy decisions. And he's reserved the right to dismiss Parliament and the Prime Minister if he wants to. So Zafarullah Khan Jamali may be responsible for the day-to-day running of the government, but he'll be doing so with President General Musharraf watching closely. The bottom line, this really isn't a restoration of democracy, but more of a tentative first step toward that goal.
Mm-hmm. And what can you tell us about Mr. Jamali?
Well, he's 58 years old. He's a former chief minister of Balochistan, one of the provinces bordering Afghanistan. He also served as a minister under the military government of General Zia-ul-Haq in the 1980s. He is widely seen as a moderate and very much pro-military. Jamali was clearly President Musharraf's preferred candidate, and his party, the Pakistan Muslim League Qadi Azam Wing, is known here as the King's Party, Musharraf, of course, being the king. Jamali has pledged to continue Musharraf's policies, most importantly from the American point of view, continuing Pakistan's support for the U.S.-led war on terror. However, he was elected prime minister by a very slim majority earlier this week, and there's no guarantee that his government will have an easy time of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned a slim majority, of course, which makes plain the fact that there is something called an opposition, even if it's not always invested officially. What's the strength of political opposition in Pakistan? Where does it fall around any kind of political paradigm? And do they work with this government, or are there things they want to work around?
It's pretty early to tell, but the opposition here is fairly strong because he only squeaked through with a few votes to spare. It's made up of the usual suspects, Benazir Bhutto's Pakistan People's Party and Nawaz Sharif's Pakistan Muslim League, and a coalition of religious parties here known as the MMA. And they surprised almost everyone by winning 60 seats in the October elections here. That's their best showing ever. And that makes it the third largest bloc in parliament. And in fact, the MMA put up one of its own, a pro-Taliban leader named Fazlur Rahman, as a candidate for prime minister, which worried many Western observers here because the religious parties are unhappy about General Musharraf's support for the U.S. war on terror and in Afghanistan. And some threatened to withdraw Pakistan's support if they got into power. But Rahman finished a distant second in the balloting, quelling those fears for now at least. But as I said earlier, the margin of victory was thin for Jamali, and the opposition, which sees him as Musharraf's surrogate, is united in their insistence that Musharraf give up some of the powers he's granted himself. If there's no compromise, then the opposition could make life very difficult for Musharraf's man. But I suspect we'll see the opposition scale back its demands a bit, and Musharraf might also give a little bit, because few people here, I think, want to see this government fall anytime soon. Very few people want a new election, more instability, or more direct rule by the army.
Michael, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Scott.
NPR's Michael Sullivan in Islamabad.